John Zilke's online from Toowoomba in Queensland. Morning to you, John.
Morning.
Gee, this is a competitive meeting, mate, and so it should be, getting into it. And I was just mentioning the sires. Ruby Redheart runs up for you. It's about $30 in this field, John.
Yeah, $30 now. It wasn't $30 a week ago before our last start. But, we're very pleased with it. This is a race that we've set this filly for over 9 months ago, this race on the JJ. So it's nice that the plans come together and we've actually made the field and we're going to be there on the day.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the jockey situation here, because Luke Dipman had been, normally rides for Kelso Wood, but he's gone on to Ruby Redheart here on Saturday.
Yeah, Ruby was ridden by Luke in the first start when we pulled off that nice little bit of a plunge, and he was supposed to be riding Snitzcraft in the race, and Luke rode Ruby for me down the Gold Coast in the Ken Russell Memorial, the race that he won for me last year with Royal Tyre, and I asked him to ride her exactly the same way, given we drew badly, and he got off the horse and had nothing but praise and said, wait till this filly gets over a mile and beyond. And I said, well, what do you think about the sires? And he said, I'd love to ride her, but I'm on Snitzcraft. And he spoke to the connections of Snitzcraft over the following week, and they were undecided, so he decided to step off and step on to Ruby Redheart.
Well, it's good for you, because his ride the other day was really good. You rode it a different way there at the Gold Coast. You went back from a wide draw, and it obviously worked with the way that she did finish off. You've drawn softer Saturday. How do you see it, John?
Well, it wouldn't have mattered to me really on Saturday if we had a drawn wide, given that we were going to ride her the same way anyway. We were always going to ride a little bit quieter at the Gold Coast last start. Given that we drew the car park, we decided to go even quieter still and see if that would work for us, and certainly it did. I think she had the best sectionals of the last 600, and she covered more real estate than Burke and Will, so and still got home very, very nicely. At one stage there, she looked like she might have even been into the first three, just found the race slightly too short for her. So the 1,400 now, up from the 1,200, certainly going to help the bigger track. And then, when we get to the mile, I don't think there'll be any problem this filly to run the mile, because the mother won over 2,100.
Yeah, exactly. And just, I mean, you've just said it, 1,400 just looks ideal at this part of the preparation. Is she a filly that does much between races, John?
We don't do a real lot with her. She's a very, very clean-winded filly. She's very conservative in her work. She comes home and does everything right. Extremely relaxed, quiet filly. We've been pairing her off this prep with Dreams of Plenty, so they're both pretty much on the same path when it comes to the distance of their races, although one's two, one's three, so obviously they don't meet. But because they're racing roughly over the same trip and they're both group horses, we've decided that we work them together. And I've got to say, there's not a lot between these two. They've got a scalp apiece, so they both go pretty good.
All right, well, let's mention that other one you lined up there, Dreams of Plenty. It lines up in the Sky Racing Fred Best Classic. Obviously a capacity lineup here, but this young girl, Tiffany Brooke, has clicked.
Yeah, no, Tiffany seems to get on extremely well with this horse. She ended up on this horse its first start when she won on him by sheer fluke. It was an apprentice's challenge, and the apprentices were awarded by ballot. I was that impressed with the ride. I'd actually said to the owner, I'd like to leave Tiffany on, even though we come through to the set weights and stakes races. Let's leave her on, because she just seems to go so well with the horse. He likes her, and she likes him. So we've left the affiliation there, and I've got no intentions of taking Tiffany off and anywhere in the near future. Why do you break up a winning combination?
Yeah, exactly. Drawn to get another perfect run. We know the horse normally goes forward, but you don't have to do a lot of hard work to get there.
No, he's had some shocking draws in the past, and he's had to work extremely hard to get across, and he still manages to get across and find the plenty of flight in the end. Tongue in cheek, my check must have cleared for a decent barrier, because I've got two lovely barriers on the weekend. But he's got a beautiful alley out of six. Somebody said to me the other day, oh, what would you like to have? And I said, 3-6 would be brilliant. And I couldn't believe it when I got the six and I got 3 with the other one. So somebody was listening.
Yeah, no. And training on well, given that, I mean, you're stepping it up each time you go to the races, has won its last 4. For mine, I mean, at the moment it's $9. Good Standing is the favourite at 5. So there's a group of horses that are going to be around, you know, favouritism, including yours. And he deserves to be there off the 4 straight wins.
The horse has done absolutely nothing wrong. In fact, he's done everything he possibly can right. I've always had an opinion of the horse. As you could see, when he was a 2-year-old, I stepped him straight into group company, got beat a half head in the size produce himself after the saddle slipping. And I have an amazing person in Melbourne that does my bloods for me, and I take them here and I send them down in 24 hours. I've got results. And his profile when he spoke to me on Tuesday night was, every time this horse, you take a blood and he wins a race, and we take a blood and he wins a race. He said, it just seems to be getting better and better. He said, and this is he's won his last 4, and I've sort of told you this horse will race well. He said, I'm telling you this horse is going to race extremely well this Saturday because the blood was better. The horse is showing no signs of tiredness. And like I've said in all other interviews, the moment this horse shows to me he's had enough, it'll be enough, and I'll put him away. I have a big opinion of the horse, and he's a very, very nice horse to handle. So you can always make the mistake of going to the well once too often, and I'm not going to do that with this horse. And his bloods are showing that he's under no signs of any stress. In his work, he's under no signs of any stress. He bucks and plays coming off the track after his work, and he's licking the feed bin out. Mm. So while that's going on, he'll get another couple of starts, but he will pull up after the guineas because we do want to take him to Melbourne in the spring.
Well, mate, we wish you the best. For mine, Ruby Redheart, $26 for the win. Good value of the place, certainly in the sires, and Dreams are Plenty in the Fred Best. I hope they both run well for you, mate.
Yeah, the prices are very, very nice. It's the best prices we've got on these horses for some time, and I can't see why they won't be competitive. Like we say, the work's been very good. The horses are well in themselves. Their profiles are good, and they've drawn well. They've got good riders on board, and they're races that they can win. Given that Dreams are Plenty, they beaten half head last year, and she's matching motors, and she's only a 2-year-old. So yeah. Why wouldn't she be competitive in a race like the sires? So,
Yeah, exactly. Good luck to you, mate.
Okay, thank you. It's always a pleasure speaking.
Good on you. Thanks, John. John Zilke joining us there from Toowoomba.